The littlest Christmas tree lived in a meadow of green among a family of tall evergreens. He learned how to whisper the evergreen song with the slightest of wind that came gently along. He watched as the birds made a home out of twigs and couldn't wait till he, too, was big, for all of the trees offered a home. The maple, the pine, and the oak, who's so strong. "I hate being little," the little tree said. "I can't even turn colors like the maple turns red. I can't help the animals like the mighty old oak. He shelters them all in his wide, mighty cloak." The older tree said, "Why, little tree, you don't know the story of a mighty king from the land with no snow?" Little tree questioned, "A land with no snow?" "Yes," said the old tree, "a very old story from so long ago. A star appeared, giving great light over a manger on long winter's night. A baby was born, a king of all kings, and with him comes love over all things. He lived in a country all covered in sand and laid down his life to save all of man." Little tree thought of the gift given by him. Then the big tree said with the happiest grin, "We're not just trees, but a reminder of that day. There's a much bigger part of a role that we play. For on Christmas Eve, my life, I'll lay down in exchange for a happier, loving ground. And as I stand dying, they'll adorn me in trim. This all will be done in memory of him. Among a warm fire with family and friends, in the sweet songs of Christmas, I'll find my great end. Then ever so gently, he'll come down to see and take me to heaven, Jesus and me. So you see, little tree, we are not like the oak who shelters all things beneath his great cloak. Nor are we like the maple in fall whose colors leave many standing in awe. The gift that we give is ourselves, limb for limb, the greatest of honor in memory of him." The little tree bowed his head down and cried and thought of the king who willingly died. For what kind of gift can anyone give than to lay down your life when you want it to live? A swelling of pride came over the tree. "Can all of this happen because of just me? Can I really bring honor by adorning a home? By reminding mankind that he's never alone?" With this thought, little tree began singing with glee, happy and proud to be a true Christmas tree. You can still hear them singing, even the smallest in height, singing of Christmas and that one holy night.
Oh. The simplest thing, of course, would be to deny that anything at all out of the ordinary happened that night in southern Israel. Let's face it, even the people of that country at that time were left largely unmoved by these remarkable, reportedly, events. But the persistence of the legend forces us to give the occurrence at least a cursory examination. Some of the evidence we can discount at once. For some, however, we must seek some natural explanation. All of that business about amazing things happening in the heavens, for example, that may indeed be rooted in some phenomena in the, let's say, the solar system, or even in our own Earth's atmosphere.
Why is it that the very fact that we ask questions so often stands in the way of getting any answers? Perhaps it's that we don't like surprises. So we shape our questions to ensure that our answers fit somewhere in the realm of our own expectations. And since no one lives in the expectation of God etching the birth announcement of his only son in the stars, such a thing would be far too surprising for a normal earthbound human, we don't see it when it happens. And we don't believe when one of the few who live looking up tell us about it.
Shepherds live in love with the land, and knowing creation, they understand far better than civilized, mechanized man, the hand of the Creator. So while it may still come as a shock to one who night by night watches his flock, when cloud-clad angels begin to talk, he'll trust in the Creator. Shepherds know the wonder of birth, and when God's Son was sent to earth, God chose his first messengers by the worth of their love for the Creator.
Let's all stand and sing the first Noel.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said unto them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
During the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews. We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him.
And why would the stars not dance? Why not all of creation given such a chance to celebrate the reality of love?
Praise him, sun and moon.
Praise him, all the shining stars.
Praise him, you highest heavens.
And why would the angels not sing? Sing of such a thing that had never before graced the earth, a birth of peace, an end to war.
Praise him, all his angels.
Praise him, all his heavenly hosts.
And let's all praise him. We're going to sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
peace on earth, goodwill to men. Never before and never again has such a thing occurred. The coming of the Word of God, flesh encased and underawed and born in a stable. Only the faithful could ever be able to see beyond the disguise of humility, to truly uncover the faith of reality.
To equate reality with faith is, of course, untenable to the scientific mind. We seek after objective truth, attainable through examination, evaluation, and conclusion. Regarding the celestial phenomena, stars and lights and so on, we can only suggest that some heavenly body, a comet perhaps, lit the sky and obviously ignited the imagination of some impressionable people. And as to a royal baby born in a barn, well, that's not open to investigation, nor is it likely to be long believed by those of a truly inquiring mind.
Shepherds are, if you'll excuse the pun, stable men. It takes a great deal of patience to manage a flock of, frankly, stupid sheep. It takes an equal amount of courage to face the dangers, both from predators and the elements, that shepherds encounter in the wilderness country.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger.
bum 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 bum. The oxen kept time, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. I played my drum for him, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. I played my bass for him, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum, ra-ba-bum-bum. Then he smiled at me, pa-dum-pa-bum-bum. Me and my drum.
Magi, wise men, mysterious visitors from the East. Truthfully, we don't know much about them. Despite Christmas cards and manger scenes, we don't know there were three. We don't know what races of humanity they came from. We don't even know that they rode camels. But we do know they were intelligent men, gifted in the lore and wisdom of their time, and that their search for knowledge led them to a most unlikely destination.
The star they seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
No way, no way.
O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. They came to bow before him in worship and in praise. Something in the shepherds' hearts told them all their days had been spent in waiting, watching for just such a day as this. A never-spoken wish, a hidden prayer had been answered as though God had seen it there all along. O come, let us adore him. And mighty men of wisdom and of lore came bowing and came worshiping at the door to do honor to a child. We see, saw and we hoped. We see and we know. And peace will be our pathway as we go.
Perhaps it is thus in the hearts of all people. Those with tender souls can be led to their meeting place with God. Some meet him face to face at a stable. Others find him high and lifted up on a deadly Roman torture device. Others meet him in a garden, again lifted up, the dying done, the rising begun. But when the seekers find, his name is the same.
You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins.
In the bleak midwinter, all creation groans, and for a world in darkness, frozen like a stone, the light is breaking in a stable for a throne. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us a child is born, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. If I were a wise man, I would travel far. And if I were a shepherd, I would do my part. But poor as I am, I will give to him my heart. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Unto us a child is born, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. Here within a manger lies the one who made the starry skies. This baby born for sacrifice, Christ the Messiah. Into our hopes, into our fears, the Savior of the world appears. The promise of eternal years, Christ the Messiah. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. He shall reign forevermore, forevermore. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. To us a child is born, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And he shall reign forevermore, forevermore. He shall reign, he shall reign, he shall reign.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
It may well be that one night was especially good for amateur astronomers in southern Israel, and it's certainly a fascinating undertaking to study how that particular situation figured in the legends that later developed around the man Jesus. His followers apparently felt a need to establish his credibility. After all, the best records indicate that he was of questionable birth at best. The Jews know, and so did the Romans. Really, what nonsense. Such nonsense. A virgin birth?
The prophets knew. They knew hundreds of years in advance. Isaiah, who lived and wrote 700 years before the birth of Jesus, had predicted just such a supernatural happening.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, God with us.
Micah knew as well. This brave prophet, in the midst of harsh words against God's unfaithful people, spoke a prophetic word of promise.
But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
And Joseph knew. He knew that his wife would bear a son that was not his, and that this brought blessing and not disgrace.
The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins.
I remember thinking, as I woke, that it was just a dream, but reality quickly dawned. A dream, yes. Just a dream, no. God had spoken to me, a mere carpenter. What would God want with a carpenter? We are to have a son. Oh, no child begotten by me, but born by Mary and delivered into my care. I was to give him his name, the name Jesus. Unto us would be delivered the deliverer.
The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear to the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth.
And despite all the accusations hurled at her, despite even initial suspicion from her betrothed Joseph, Mary knew that something before unknown, unthought, was happening within her.
The angel of the Lord went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
This be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin.
The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said.
Please stand. We'll sing, What Child Is This? seated.
Mary would have made a terrible scientist. She believed against all logic. She acted against all evidence. She expected the miraculous.
Some believe that these miracle stories surrounding the birth of Jesus of Nazareth filled a hunger in his followers for miracles that he simply could not perform. They demanded a Superman, a God figure. But one simply cannot believe.
It's always interesting to see how those who speak out against faith, against belief, cannot express themselves in terms other than those they reject. Belief seems to lie deep within the heart of humanity. We need to believe. We long to believe. We live in faith or we wither.
As the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God.
And so the vision grew. At first, just Mary knew what was to come to pass, but angels spread the word, and Joseph, and then the shepherds heard. The time had come at last when freedom looked for would be found, when evil conquered would be bound. By God's anointed one, Mary had a son. She carried to his birth. The father had son buried in the earth. Born to die, died to live, lives to save. A manger in the barn never need be filled again. Because a stone grave in a garden will ever be empty.
Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before you, opening to the sun above. Joyful, joyful, we adore you, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before you, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the darkness of doubt away. Joyful, joyful, we adore you. Hearts unfold like flowers before you. Joyful, joyful, we adore you. Joyful, we adore you. All your works with joy surround you, earth and heaven reflect your ways. Stars and angels sing around you, center of unbroken praise. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Joyful, joyful, we adore you. Hearts unfold like flowers before you. Joyful, joyful, we adore you. Joyful, we adore you. God, our Father, all who live, teach us how to love each other. Oh God, our Father, all who live, teach us how to love each other. Joyful, joyful, we adore you. Hearts unfold like flowers before you. Joyful, joyful, we adore you. Hearts unfold like flowers before you. Oh God, our Father, all who live, teach us how to love each other.
Most historians have come to agree that the man Jesus of Nazareth indeed lived in the historical time period portrayed in the gospel accounts. And despite the obvious exaggerations in the story surrounding his life, the miracle accounts and so forth, and despite the strange accounts of his birth, with such unbelievable details as angelic visitors, virgin births, and prophetic pronouncements, most see him as the great example of life that should be lived by all people as we strive toward moral uprightness. And
there are no chains stronger than the bonds of which we are unaware. Adam's race bound, no answer found from that time to this in divination or experiment. And thus we live as if chains are part of the original equipment.
The chains of sin have bound us into living death. Each breath of life an expelled witness to the proximity of destruction. From Adam fall to our own private disobedience, we each and all have heard, echoing to the corridor of hell, the desperate truth. It is no use to try to save yourself. We have turned from God. How could we hear his voice when we have moved too far away, riding the madness of sin?
In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he anointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe.
You are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins.
Let's all sing the old hymn, I Wonder as I Wander.
God's spoken word carries far. He spoke in infinity. His word to us was formed in a mother's womb. It started life as a servant in a barn, grew in clarity as we watched him live, seemed quenched behind stone wall, and burst forth in unending song after 3 days of silence. We have self-limited ears. We cannot hear God. So God came as a man, spoke in the voice of a man so that other men might hear eternal words.
The Word was God. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us.
And finally, we hear the voice of God. The voice that started as a voice of a baby, then a boy, then a man. But always the voice of God calling us back. The voice that unlocks chains.
Love, unchained and infinite, has spoken a word that can set chained and finite men on the way toward infinite love. That word was named Jesus.
Because he will save his people from their sins.
Please stand. We'll sing Joy to the World.
One more clap for all the participants, singers, poets, media, readers. On behalf of everyone here at Edinburgh Road Chapel, we hope that you are blessed. I've been blessed. I felt refreshed to just ponder the glory of Christmas. And we hope and pray that you too are blessed. So join me in prayer. Jesus, you are the joy of heaven. You are the joy of the world. You are the joy of our hearts. When we ponder within ourselves, Lord, this great mystery of your love, that you would come to die for us, that you would come to save us, to rescue us from the punishment and the sin, God, and to rise again, Lord, that we no longer have to fear, God, but that you give us life and life abundantly, life eternal. So thank you for the hope that we have in you. Thank you for being the joy of Christmas. And may we just rejoice in you this Christmas time. And may it not end here. May it carry throughout the year that we would be a people who bring glory and honor to your name. So thank you for this night. Thank you for these great reminders of your love for us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.